We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. And it is also a big day if you're a sports fan. Pittsburgh Steelers pick 20th. In tonight's NFL draft from Detroit. Coming up in our next hour, we'll check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, kind of get a sense of who the Steelers might pick.
What's it going to be? A lineman? Maybe a wide receiver? Who knows?
It's hard to think that they picked Kenny Pickett 2 years ago, right? And do you know who they picked number one last year?
Joey Porter, right?
Was it number one?
I can't remember.
You know, now
I can't
now
remember.
Now that I said it, I thought, Allen Robinson. You know what? You'd think I would know that off the top of my head. Now I got to look it up. Anyways, you made a point that really resonated with me, and that is only 30% of the young men who will be chosen by teams tomorrow will actually make the league. So for a lot of these names, yeah, you'll never hear them. Again,
Roderick Jones, by the way, was the first round pick. Joey Porter went in the second.
What did I say?
Allen Robinson? He's not even on the list, Larry. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's terrible.
But I mean, but to that point, listen to this list, and now we know what we're talking about when we say 30%. Roderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., second round. Another second rounder called Keanu Benton, a defensive lineman. Darnell Washington, the tight end. Nick Herbig, the linebacker. Corey Trice Jr., the defensive back, who I think was injured and didn't play at all last year, right? And then Spencer Anderson.
My son, Zach, just texted me, Dad, Allen Robinson is a 10-year veteran of the league. Sorry, that's what happens when Dad gets up at 3 a.m.
Now, you got a lot of Steelers stuff rattling around up there.
I do. we'll get some details on that from Jeff Hathorn. He knows all the details about tonight's NFL draft.
You know, when Jeff makes a prediction, he's generally pretty close.
Let me tell you something about Jeff. That guy works really hard. Yep. He's like an old school journalist. You know, he doesn't just – a lot of guys in sports just spitball ideas and throw stuff out there all the time. Jeff is old school in a good way. You know, he goes to practices, goes to games, talks to players, talks to coaches. So he really does know, and he's really good at producing when he does sports casts and when he's talking about a subject. So we'll get that from Jeff coming up right after the news at 8. Now, I'm going to take you live to Detroit. The whole atmosphere in Detroit, what they have done to that city just to prepare for this NFL draft, and this is a precursor for what Pittsburgh, what the Steelers, the city, the county hope to do in the near future by attracting this NFL draft to the Berg.
What a huge economic impact. What was it? North of $130 million? Was that it?
We could use a little financial injection into the region. That never hurts. And why not the Pittsburgh Steelers? Come on.
Well, the people that visit Pittsburgh have been talking about how much sporting events have been drawing people to the city, including the recent basketball tournament.
If it can go to Detroit, it can come to Pittsburgh. Let's go. So, it's a big night, a lot of fun. Coming up, I do want to talk about what's going on the lawn at Schenley Plaza here at the University of Pittsburgh, part of a nationwide series of protests, and some of those not here, not yet, and hopefully not ever, got very, very ugly and physical, and we'll have details coming up. If you want to reach out, there's the Spell Key Instant Access available to you. Click away, Instant Access at kdkradio.com. We get your emails. We do read them, hopefully respond to them, so you can give us some tips and opinions. Again, that's Instant Access at kdkradio.com. So yesterday, Paul, I happened to be coincidentally on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. And we've heard a lot about the protests going on around the country at, in some cases, very prominent universities, enough for them to have to shut down and do remote education to finish out the semester. Pitt, by the way, this is graduation week. But on the campus, I didn't personally count these, but saw the tents, and it didn't hit me right away why they were there. Right. So this is on Schenley Plaza, that big lawn there across from the Cathedral of Learning, which is obviously the most prominent building. Well, it turns out the encampment has, as of yesterday morning, 26 tents surrounded by a lot of signage and a lot of protests. They have been peaceful here in Pittsburgh. But the bottom line is they're trying to, in this case, stop the bombing in Palestine, in Gaza, for the Palestinians. I'm sure we'll follow up on this story, but they say they're not leaving until they get what they want. Well, I don't know how long that means.
You know. Now, I have that, that in an Instagram post, the organizers say they're going to remain until Friday.
Oh, now Friday.
Yeah.
Because originally, some of these students around the country say they're not going anywhere until they get satisfaction.
So, they're going to have a long wait, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
They're making demands like this. They went to PNC headquarters yesterday, called on the bank to divest from any companies that manufacture weapons which could be used in the Hamas-Israel conflict. They also are calling on Pitt itself to make a public statement condemning what's going on in Gaza. They want the university to cut any ties with Israeli schools and then divest from companies they say are complicit in what's going on in Gaza. And I don't see any of that happening.
Well, what's going on around the country is the violence is ratcheting up. And with that part of the story, CBS's Jared Hill.
A lot to cover with this one. Those students at Columbia University, according to the school, have made some promises regarding making those encampments more open and welcoming to other people. But they say they're not leaving until their demands are met as the momentum of this movement continues to spread.
Protests continued into the night at the University of Southern California. A calm end to a tense day, where pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with campus police trying to remove their encampment.
Free Palestine!
Rhonda Swice, who says she's Palestinian-American, one of hundreds calling on the school to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza.
They're funding this genocide that's happening in Palestine and to our people, and we're not standing for that. We're not going to be silenced any longer.
At the University of Texas, Austin, confrontations with police and riot gear. More than 20 arrested. On the East Coast, students set up tents on Harvard Yard in solidarity with protests at Columbia University.
We're advocating for an end to massacre.
During a visit, House Speaker Mike Johnson was met with a chorus of boos. The top Republican called on Columbia's president to resign if she can't bring order to what he described as chaos.
Cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideologies. They place a target on the backs of Jewish students.
Never in my life I felt more afraid for my life like here.
More than a week into the campout at Columbia, the university says it's making progress in negotiations with demonstrators.
Speaker Johnson said that he thinks the National Guard potentially should be called in if these negotiations are not fruitful. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul said that is something she is not considering, at least not right now.
So we'll see where this goes, Paul. But anything that digresses into violence can't be accepted.
And so far here, we've been lucky.
And so far, we hope it remains that way.
I know in New York, I read a quick article in the New York Post before I came in this morning. Assistant chief of police in New York was apparently chased into a building, had to seek refuge by some students that got unruly when police tried to arrest one of them. Not good.
And I would imagine the anxiety level that there is for our Jewish friends and families who are here, just trying to go about their daily business, who may or may not have any direct contact to Israel, but constantly feel this wave of hate that comes their way.
And that's what our lead story is about at 7:30, about a family that's been dealing with ethnic intimidation and hate crimes around their property. That's awful.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on that story and more. Thank you. Coming up, we're going to check in our weekly visit with Dr. Mike Hutchinson. I know it's Bring Your Child to Work Day, but you mentioned Bring Your Pet to Work Day. I have completely blanked that out of my memory. Now, did you ever bring, when you had little Ginger?
No, I never did. The reason is because I just don't have time to be with her all the time. I'm cooped up in a studio or running back and forth from the newsroom, so there was really nowhere to put her.
You could have put her in Big Boss Dave's office when he was here till he...
Or, I mean, I think you should make Pat. You could have made Pat take care of her. I mean,
Pat Septime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would have brought my cat in, I would have.
Pat, do you have a pet?
Yes, he has Precious.
Precious. Precious. I'm assuming it's a lizard. And what is it? A cat.
It's a dog.
Oh, it is a dog.
Precious the dog.
Precious the dog.
Precious the dog? Wait. Wasn't that from Silence of the Lambs? Uh-oh. I'm not saying anything about your van.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be the first to go, Larry, if it was.
Oh, wow.
Do you know that scene I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I do. You know, it rubs the lotion on its skin. It puts the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again. Then he says to the dog, isn't that right, Precious?
That is total recall.
This is completely off the scale weird.
Oh, God. How do you say it?
Kathy, help.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Precious.
Kathy, help.
Isn't that right, Precious?
What's that?
Kathy, help.
And the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, is with us every Thursday at this time. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Larry?
You traveling around? You here? You're always everywhere.
No, I'm here for a little while at least.
I cannot tell you how many times I think of you and conversations we've had about ticks in particular. Just in the long grass, in the yard, I was thinking, I'm so conscientious of it now that I never would have even given it a second thought before. And this is an issue that has multiplied exponentially over the last few years here in the Pittsburgh region. Apparently, we're the tick capital.
Yeah, it's horrible. We have so many ticks. We didn't have a tough winter again, and the ticks survived that winter, and so it's a nightmare. We have them. I'm the same way. I go out, and there's, you know, old leaves in the lawn, and raking them up, and I'm thinking about how many thousands of ticks am I exposing myself to, and we all feel the same way.
And so Dave in Cranberry Township wants to know, Doc, do you know how long before Lyme disease symptoms begin if an infected tick has bitten my dog?
You know, it varies between the different tick illnesses. Lyme disease, for instance, might take 2 to 5 months for clinical symptoms to start after a tick bite. But that depends on how many bacteria are in that tick bite. And same thing, anaplasmosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and ehrlichiosis, which are other tick-borne diseases, can take, you know, 1 to 2 weeks for symptoms to come up. And the same thing, it depends on the animal's immune response. So, you know, if you suspect that there's symptoms in your dog, have them checked, because a lot of times even the exposure will cause us to treat the dog. And that's a discussion with your veterinarian. But so Lyme disease, to answer Dave's question, was probably about 2 to 5 months. That takes longer, but all depends on how many bacteria are in that tick's bite.
And I remember you talking about deer ticks and how many there could be on a deer or even a field mouse.
Yeah, they do estimates on this, and they say 500 per deer. This is an estimate, 500 per deer, 100 per rabbit, and 9 per field mouse.
Jeez.
Think about that. And it's just a nightmare. And it can be on birds, too. And birds, you know, fly all over the place. That's why you sometimes have people that, Dr. Mike, how did my dog get Lyme disease? He's in a concrete, you know, fenced-in area. There's no grass, and you're telling me my dog has Lyme disease. Well, you know, maybe a tick flew, dropped off a bird. I don't know, but there's lots of ways they can get exposed.
Yeah, and I was thinking the other day that we never even had given this a thought as kids. But my practical question is, when you give a dog an anti-tick collar or medicine, how does that work?
So, unfortunately, it uses the dog or the cat as the bait. So when the tick bites them, the tick dies. And most of these ticks die within 18 or off the dog within 18 hours. They die fairly quickly. So these products work, and I highly recommend them because that helps protect us as well. I know we're using our animals as bait, but we don't have NexGard to take ourselves, or we don't wear tick collars. So it's I recommend year-round tick protection and flea. Almost all the products that take care of ticks take care of fleas too. So I recommend year-round protection in Western Pennsylvania.
All right. Laura and Tom and Robinson want to know, our dog was placed on a drug named Trilostane for his... Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
For his Cushing's disease. Will this drug fix the symptoms caused by the disease? And first, Doc, what is it, Cushing's disease?
Well, Cushing's disease, where the body is overproducing by the adrenal glands, which, you know, think of taking cortisone or prednisone. Our body needs that to survive. But if you get a tumor and it starts producing too much, then you get all of the symptoms of excessive cortisone, which is, you know, you get thirsty, you urinate more, you're drinking all the time, you're panting a lot. This is the dogs. They get thin skin. They get a big pot belly. The liver's working harder, so the liver gets bigger. And Trilostane is effective at alleviating those symptoms, at causing the cortisol to be produced less by the adrenal glands, but it doesn't cure the dog. It helps to control that excessive cortisol production and then manage those clinical signs. And it's depending on the severity of that, it works really well. In some cases, it doesn't work as well, but you know, your veterinarian is very good at regulating that because it's a very common disease, unfortunately, in some of our dogs.
And Kathy and Levi and Jeanette want to know, is there any news on whether or not the mystery respiratory disease that caused all the pneumonia in dogs last year was identified? Do we have to worry about boarding our dog this summer?
You know, that's a good question. I get that a lot. So they never found a novel bacteria or virus, a single infectious cause among those cases. It was just like a really bad kennel cough situation, and some dogs developed pneumonia, and a few of those dogs across the country ended up dying, but they did not find a single cause. And the doctors, I think over in New Hampshire, they thought they found a mutated bacteria from the microbiome that may have been contributing to it, but it wasn't found all over the country in these cases. So maybe it's relevant as a co-infection. Maybe it contributed to some of those diseases, but no, they did not find a new cause. It's just this horrible respiratory complex. And the question about boarding, don't fear it. Just talk to the boarding kennel. They'll be honest about it if they have something going around. All the vets know when something's going around. And right now, we do not have anything going around like we did last fall and last summer. So don't fear it. You know, make sure you get your vaccines. They're going to require it before you go in and board. But that is something that I like that question. And no, we did not find a single cause for it.
Are we to be concerned about bird flu? We hear about it. It's made national news again. Is that an issue that we have to worry about or for our pets?
No, you know, it hasn't gone person to person yet. There have been a few people, individuals that, you know, in Vietnam and in Thailand that worked on those chicken farms where the birds got bird flu and it did transmit to the person and they died. It did have high mortality, but that's a very few number of people and it does not appear to be going person to person. And that's what they're watching for and surveilling for. So I don't strike fear in anybody. I just, if you have backyard chickens and they're showing signs of pneumonia or dying suddenly, you know, it can take 24 to 48 hours and they can die. You know, certainly see your veterinarian. Don't just ignore it and find out if it's possibly bird flu. And because that helps protect all individuals and also helps protect the poultry population. We want to be careful. It can be spread by wild birds. It primarily goes chicken to chicken, turkey to turkey. Wild birds don't usually die from it. But it's not a human concern at this point, and that's good news. And if you cook the birds or you cook the eggs or, milk is pasteurized, so we don't have to worry about buying milk in the supermarket because they're talking about some cows getting it. It kills it, so you don't have to worry about contracting it yourself.
Doc, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, you too. Take care, Larry.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, go to katycatradio.com. We have a link to animalgeneral.net. And you can also send your questions to the doc that way or check out his podcast at drmikehutchinson.com. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, will join us. Paul will get a little preview. His thoughts, he follows this every day, who the Steelers might pick. And they picked 20th.
Guess he'll bring his little crystal ball with him.
Yes, he will.
And then divine the answer. Who will be picked?
And then we're going to invite him back tomorrow to see if he was right.
Yes.
And to break down, the Bears have the first pick in the NFL draft. We're also going to take you live to Detroit and get a sense of what they're doing there to set this whole thing up, because this is a precursor for what we hope will be very soon in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
where
2 years. Let's have the draft.
We will host the NFL draft. I feel confident that the Steelers have that kind of clout in the NFL to make it happen.
I would admit, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I would
just
say.
Just barely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.